Welcome back to another exciting episode of Patrick Feature of the Travel Fabulous Guys. We're back for the second time. He doesn't think I remember, but I do. The Devil's Hacksaw is the name of the film. Ryan Cavallini. It's like a pasta name, so it's just Ryan the Pasta. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on. It was second time. I appreciate it.
I enjoy your stuff. This is your first film, right? I'm watching now.
The Devil's Hacksaw?
Yes.
That was the film we finished last year.
Okay, so I still haven't done your first one then.
First one I did was like back in 2001.
Oh, so you've been doing this for a long time now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been at it for, 20 plus years.
Oh, well, I did not know that. So let's start there. When you're in 2001, we're going back. DVDs would still be around, I think. We're still at DVD stage.
Yeah, we're still DVD land. There had mom and pop shops still. The video stores were still regular. And right out of when I was in college, it was the first film I made and got distribution. I count that as like your first film when you get distribution.
I would assume with that.
Yeah. So it was about 2001. We made a really bad serial killer movie. It was horrible, but it had blood, guts, tits in it. So it was easily picked up by the little bunch of distributioners that were looking for that stuff.
Well, I'm one of those guys that's seen everything. So I'm always looking for those weird things. Oh, I'm going to try this out. I'll try something I know I'll like and something different. Now, going back, I mean, you do this a long time now. Obviously, it's all streaming. Do you miss those days that you just sell your stuff and you're done?
Back then, that was the only way to get distribution is you had to sign it over to someone. Back then, you had like the Brain Damage, which Brain Damage still around, Brain Damage Films, SRS Cinema, Tempe Entertainment. There was quite a few out at the time, but that's the only way to get your movie out was to sign it over to someone. And I missed the days of the DVDs because that's all they really pushed back then was because streaming wasn't there yet. So the hard copy days were I just felt it was like a fun time, and it was, we had the video stores, and it was exciting. You had a physical copy in your hand, and then, distribution, that's a different world that I learned the hard way. And I'm sure every other filmmaker learned the hard way is that, you signed your baby over and that was about it. You really didn't see much money.
Do you not get it back at some point?
Back then, no, it was always like 50-50 deals, but back then they're like, well, it costs this to make the DVDs and all this, and there was a crazy amount of numbers, so you never really made back much money, if anything.
But I meant the rights. Sorry, but I should rephrase that. Do you get your rights back?
Yeah. Back when I did them, it was only a 3-year or 5-year contract, depending on who you were working with. But yeah, all my films are back with me from back then. So, but they were shot during a time when, it was digital video, which to put that stuff back out now is just, I don't want that old stuff out anymore.
Oh, I disagree. I think once you have a solid catalog that people like myself will dig into it and watch it. And I do. If I enjoy a creator's film, I always want more.
Well,
I'm
I can
one of
give
these
you
crazy.
This sometime if
Okay.
you want to go look at all
Well,
the old stuff.
I'm just one of those crazy guys. Like when I start, I find horror franchises the easiest. So I haven't started Puppet Master yet, I'm being honest.
Okay.
I will watch all 13 of them. I will just sit down and watch one, not every day, but once a week I might watch one. Like I will go to a franchise. Like I just, oh God, I can't remember what I just finished off. Trancers. I know I have one last episode of Trancers. No, I expect it to be good. Not in any way. But
But
I'm
you
going to watch it
it.
because I've seen the first four. I'm like, I'm going to watch the last one just to finish it off.
That's right. Will I remember it?
Oh. Toxic Avenger. There's one. I finally finished all the Toxic Avengers. And I mean, thank you for putting the films out, Troma. I do see where you were going. I would say not my thing.
It's a certain cup of tea.
And that's fine. But I did watch them all. Why? Because they were out.
Right. Because if you start with one, you have to see them all.
And that's just the way I am. So I do that with almost every franchise. Like I had to watch the new Deathstalker because I'd seen all the other ones.
Oh yeah, I know what films you mean. Yeah.
So okay, enough. So just got a couple quick questions. I promise we'll get to the Devil's Hacksaw.
No, absolutely.
How is the new distribution? Do you like the new system going on Tubi and Fathom and all these free streaming services? I mean, they can't pay you much if they're free, I think.
It was, I want to say, 2018, when the streaming started to pick up,
Yeah,
and
I would say so.
I started to sign it over to a certain distributioner, and he did really well for us. And even though it was 50-50, we were making back enough money to go make another movie.
Oh, that's awesome then.
Yeah, it was just enough to be like, hey, we can make it for this. And every year we'd get about the roughly the same amount back. So over the years, with all the films I've had out, like, they've made enough money for us every year to go make another one. We can't quit our day jobs, but I mean, it's at least we have our own funding, and it's not coming out of my pocket completely.
That's great.
Yeah, streaming though, it's the only way to go now. Now every filmmaker can do it on their own with like the Film Hub and what have you. So we're kind of getting back our ownership, and like, we can do it ourselves. But even with like Film Hub, that's a tough, it's not as easy as everyone thinks. There's a lot of marketing involved and a lot of ins and outs to it. You almost have to dabble your foot in it and figure it out a bit. But even with them, I've had problems with Film Hub. It's not been smooth sailing whatsoever. So which way to go, I don't know. Sometimes it's easier just to hand it to a distribution and be like, just take care of it and be done with it. Wash your hands with it and be done for now. So it's a 50, it's a double-edged sword, really. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't. It's great that filmmakers now have so many opportunities and so many different doors now. They're not limited. I mean, they can really do whatever with them now, do it themselves, and that's a great thing.
One last question. Do you
Sure.
still have any physical DVDs you make for your films?
I do, yeah. I still do a small run of DVDs, mostly for the cast, crew, and there are people that still buy DVDs.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, especially a lot of documentaries I still make. You still get an older group of people that want it on DVD. So I still do a small run, nothing huge, but I still like physical
I
copies. I
think we're
still want
about
a
5 to
physical
10
copy.
years back, and then DVDs are coming back.
Yeah,
Because I
it's
find people like to hold. I do. I can't read books on a Kindle. I've never been able to. So I
right.
have to have a book. Like magazines to me, I have problems reading a screen. So
Exactly.
it's hard for me to read online. I mean, people go, you watch movies. Said, yeah, but I'm 10 feet away from the movie. I'm not this close. So I have something to do with my eyesight. I can't see that well. So I don't sit to screens. So when people are watching me do my interview, he'll tell you, I'm not near my screen. I'm like a foot or two back. Because that's why people are like, what? I'm further back from the screen than normal. So I just want people to know that this is not just where I sit normally.
Well, the thing too is, I think at some point they want to kill DVDs, and like, I still want that physical copy.
I don't think they can. I don't think they ever
I don't
will.
want to be the person I have to look for it online, pay for it to see it, when I could have had a physical copy of my own that I can watch it whenever I want to,
Well, I want last thing, and I promise we interview that. We
No.
had a power failure years ago. And we went to somebody's house. So I brought my portable DVD player, just plugged it in and charged it. So when I came back home, I had something to watch. Like, if I had DVDs, I didn't need the power. I just sat and watched the movie.
And it's just something about, it's like CDs back in the day. Like, I
Yeah.
still buy CDs from bands I love, just to have that physical something. It's like you have it, then it's yours,
Okay. Now we're going to the devil has to, I promise, before we get off topic again, which we probably will anyway. How long do you take you to shoot this one? 7 to 10 days, 2 weeks, or weekends? I never know with you.
That was spread out through July weekends, and then
I knew
in
it.
August, and then we finished up kind of late October because I had some things going on. We couldn't get back to it. That project was just one of those. We had a great location, the whole summer camp place. The owners let me use it. They're like, "Yeah, you can come here and shoot a movie." Well, you just had a location, so we're like, "What can we do?" So we were just put together this film about a guy that's. We really kind of want to make it tongue in cheek, kind of like a Terrifier film, just to have fun with it, and some guy on the loose killing people, and it's nothing out of the ordinary. It's just fun sometimes when you get a cool location, you got to use it for something.
Yeah, at the beginning, you have some artwork. Who did the artwork for the film? Not the poster. You know what I'm talking about.
The animation stuff, the
Yes.
artwork. My memory shit anymore.
No, it's okay.
It'll come to me.
Okay. Where did the mask come from and straitjacket?
There was a place online that just did stray jackets, and it was ridiculously priced. And of course, I can't think of the name of that place too, but they did the masks and the stray jackets. I remember paying like an ungodly amount of money for them, and then when we got it, it was like, is that what we paid for? Could have made it at home probably, but it served its purpose.
Okay, I want to go over some locations because you have lots in here. So I'm just saying, I just want to discuss, is it a convenience store or a gas station where the opening kill is? You know what I'm talking about. With the girls.
That was a strip club.
What?
Yeah, that was at a strip club.
I could not figure out what that was. I kept going. That was a, you and your strip clubs. I don't know. I think this is something we don't, in Canada, they're so hard to find now.
Yeah, we still have them up here in the hills. It's a strip club out in the middle of nowhere, and the owner's really cool about me filming short things there. And yeah, the girls were going in to work that night, and we're like, we should have seen outside real quick, and you're all cool to do it.
Fair enough. Rodeo Barn.
Rodeo barn?
It must be a barn. I saw stuff that looked like rodeo stuff in it. Could have been something else.
No, that was just the strip club part. It had all kinds of weird
Okay.
signs and whatever on it.
Well, that's fine. I probably saw it. Okay. Junkyard.
It was a friend of mine's. I have a lot of friends that have locations. That's the best way to make films. Have friends with locations, and they'll let
It
you go
does
use
help.
stuff. And it doesn't cost as much, So you just kind of use what you have.
And the shed at somebody's house. It looked like you just found somebody's house and used their shed.
That was a cabin out. A friend of mine had a camp, and we just used it. He had a shed part of it, and we just used that. So it's good to have friends with locations. It doesn't cost you as much.
Fair enough. Now, so the nudity at the beginning of the film, those are strippers then, so they don't care.
Those two girls, they're always game to be in a film as long as it's not OnlyFans,
I don't know. I don't even know anymore.
I guess. So yeah, they do these little cameos for me when you do a horror movie, you need blood, guts, and tits, right?
You do. Now let's discuss the blood. You
Sure.
have a lot of blood effects on screen.
Yeah, we kind of overdid it.
Okay, I was gonna let you have it, but we can get into it. Yes, you did it a lot.
We kind of went crazy with it a bit, but then we looked back. It was too late, and we're like, yeah, we kind of overdid it.
So let's discuss that. Is that your easy way to get around doing blood then in the film?
Actually, it's an easy way to hide stuff too.
Okay.
If there's something on screen that you're like, gosh, oh, we screwed up, you can hide it with a blood splatter instead. Or if you need a transition, you can use blood splatters. Yeah, we did overkill it on that one, but
Obviously you're, sorry,
no, go ahead.
you're doing that in post. I get that.
Yeah.
Now, do you do that by yourself or do you have somebody working with you or how does that effect work?
A little both. I do some of it, and then certain kill scenes, I have another guy that does more of the digital effects.
Do you enjoy doing digital effects? I mean, obviously, cost is a factor. I get that. And digital effects are cheaper.
It depends if it's something you just can't do. You gotta go digital, like the current film we're making now. I had to have explosions and gunfire. It's just easier to do it digitally and keep it safe. I don't mind it as long as it's kind of how you use it. If you're using like a tongue-in-cheek thing, it's fine. But if you're trying to be serious with it, I think sometimes those effects take you out of the moment.
I could get that. Now you're saying tongue in cheek. I find your films are fun. I don't want people to think they're not serious, but they're fun films. You gotta just sort of enjoy your universe. I mean, you have, and seeing doing your films, I kind of starting to get your universe. Is that your plan, just to make fun films?
Well, pretty much. I mean, at this level of filmmaking, I think it's hard to be dead serious. I mean, you can be, but I'd just rather have a good time. And it's just so much easier when we're on location. Everyone's laughing, smiling, having a good time instead of being, I don't want to be like a Martin Scorsese and being very, nah, do that 100 times and we got to get it perfect. I'd rather just have a good time with it, make the film. I mean, we know what we're making. There's no disguising what we make, but as long as everyone enjoys it at the end of the day, that's all that really matters because we really make them for ourselves. And if you watch it and enjoy it, that's great.
Okay, you're saying you're making for yourselves, but you've been making films for 24 years now. We're in your 20, almost 25. You must be making them for somebody else besides yourself, or you must have an audience built up and that kind of thing by now.
We do. We have a little fan base that follows us. It kind of scares me sometimes because we'll be at like an expo or something. Some some random person will come up to me and say, "Hey, I seen so and so movie," and they'll know facts about it more than I do. And I'm like, "Yo, that's great. I'm glad they watched it and they enjoyed it." It's just, I think filmmaking is more like therapy to me.
Okay, I get that.
It's my release.
Oh.
It's my how I get through with life.
Maybe it's kind of like energy for me. I enjoy this, so it helps me out. Talk about my problems with filmmaking and ask questions. It might be the
Sure.
same thing.
Yeah.
While you're making the film, I understand you have a script. I understand you have general ideas.
Right.
When you're planning your kills, do you know before, how far before you do the actual shot, do you know what you're going to do? Or do you change it some days on at that time?
Oh,
I know
it's
it's a weird question.
sometimes we're prepared for the day, like, hey, we're gonna kill this way, or sometimes we're on spot and be like, what's one we haven't done yet? Can
Right.
you come up with something else? Because like they do get redundant, the type of kills, but because you're limited with your special effects. I mean, how many times can you pull guts out of someone's stomach, or how many times can you cut off someone's head? I mean, it's trying to come up with something different, but a lot of times we just kind of stick with what we know best and just get the scenes done, really. So it really just depends on the day and where we're at and what the mood is.
Okay, this may be a stretch. So it's a Saturday afternoon. Somebody's not available. So you call me, say, "Hey, am I available?" And I say, "Sure." Can you instantly sub? I mean, obviously you have a hair weight and stuff like that. I get that. Can you subject somebody like myself to show up for the day and kill me off? Is that easy to
Oh
do?
yeah. Yeah, I have a handful of just actors that just want to come and die. They
Yeah,
don't
I'd
want
be one of
major
them.
yeah, they don't
That'd
want
be
major
me.
acting roles, or like, can I come over and just die? Or how do you need someone to die, call me. Yeah. Them are they're the fun ones. They just show up and get bloody.
Yeah, that'd be me. I'd be like, "I want to do it." Okay, I'm in. I wouldn't care as long as I get a copy of the film and I can watch myself die numerous times. I think I'd be in. So, do you get fanboys like myself? I guess I can say that would call you and say, "Hey, I want to be in," or send you an email. I'm in the area. If you want to kill me off, I'm in.
I do. I get a lot of other actors that just want to act, and they're like, and I'm like, well, where are you at? And they'll be like, several states this way or that way. I'm like, I'm in Pennsylvania. I mean, if you're up this way, let me know. I'm not paying for a
Right.
plane flight here. I mean, if you're coming, hey, that's great. Let me know. But I do get a lot of actors that just looking for acting gigs. They'll come and die if they can, or
That's
the
awesome.
just to get
I
their
love
resume. I
that.
know. I'm like,
That's
if you want
kind
to
of.
drive 5 hours to come die, that's on you. I'm more than welcome to have you.
I'm going to make a note to myself. Next time I'm near Pennsylvania, I'm going to send you an email saying, "Hey, can you kill me off for an hour? I got a
Oh,
couple hours."
absolutely. Yeah,
You're in.
come.
I will totally do that. I'm not in Pennsylvania a lot, but I have driven through it a few times and stopped occasionally.
Bring some old clothes with you.
Oh, I don't care. I'll just go to the Goodwill. You can just tell me what to wear. I'm too totally. Okay, let's go there. So
Yeah.
you tell the actors to bring their own clothes if you're not paying them, obviously.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, like they'll go to Goodwill and get something, or we'll discuss what their character is or how they should look. And sometimes a lot of the actors will bring a couple different outfits, and they like, which one do you think works best? If they're gonna die, just wear old clothes and no labels, no logos
Yes,
or anything.
of
Just keep it
course.
plain. And yeah, since we don't have any money for it, just depends on the costumes. Like I'll put money towards like the villain costumes, that stuff I
Right,
do.
no, I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you're just coming to act, yeah, we figure that out ahead of time.
Well, there you go, people. If you need him and you're in Pennsylvania, he's willing to
Yeah.
kill you off. So
Yeah.
make sure you send him an email and buy his DVDs. Maybe he might buy you lunch. You never
Yeah.
know.
I might. Who knows?
Yeah, I find the filming style of color is always changing throughout the film.
Yeah.
Now, was that planned or is there a reason for that?
That was just intention, just to change moods and just try. I was really just trying different things, and there was no real reasoning behind it other than just to change the moods a bit and different looks.
So there's no reason. Okay, because I'm trying to find a reason throughout this film for this color change, and I could
Nope.
not figure it out. So, okay.
No. We figured we're doing like a Terrifier film. Let's just make it fun. Let's just everything, color, the blood, everything. Just do something fun.
Should I let you know right now that I could not make it through the first Terrifier film? It was just not for me. I
See, I
couldn't
couldn't
get it.
make it through
Honestly.
the second one. It took me forever to get through the second
I
one.
couldn't. I did try the first one. I turned it off. I watched the second one, and I'm like,
Have you seen?
I guess I could say blood porn. That's the only way I could describe it to somebody. It
Sure.
was too much of uninteresting to me.
Did you get through the third one?
I gave up. If I
Oh, yeah.
can't finish the first one, I can't finish the second one. I've never tried the third one.
I would recommend the third one. Give the third one a whirl.
Okay, for
Yeah.
you, I will
Yeah.
make an effort because I'm weird. I love Friday the 13th. I love your films. I like some kind of story. I like kills. I love slashers.
Sure.
But I need a story. I don't care if it's basic.
Yeah.
I've seen all the Slumber Party Massacre movies. I watch all that kind of, that's my kind of horror.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I need that. Terrifier to me is just that Saw kind of thing, which I don't love Saw, but
Yeah.
I just find it's too much of what I don't want.
Well, if you watch the third one and you can figure out the storyline, let me know because I still can't
Okay.
figure it
I'll try to get back to you. So I guess you've answered my next question already, but I'll ask it again. Where did you find your actors? So some of them did drive in just to get killed and leave?
Like over the years, I built a nice rapport of actors I just go to, and they're all local, and we have a cool little gang of work together, so we just kind of stick with that. A lot of times we get new ones, sometimes people don't want to do it anymore, and I just kind of stick with who you know and who would fit best for this role or that role.
So have you, if I'm, you can correct me. Do you always have the same person playing the villain?
It's funny, the actor Adam Holmes is a good friend of mine, but he just enjoys being the villain. Like
Yes, that's what I
he
thought.
Yeah, he loves it, and he doesn't want lines that much. So he's like, I'll do the villain. I'll always be the villain. So I just let him do it, and he gets into it. I mean, it depends on which type of, villain he is for each movie. You know, he really gets into it. I think it's his therapy.
It could be. That was always my argument. People go, "Why do you watch so many movies?" I said, "So I don't become a, or I don't become a serial killer. So just leave me alone." They leave me alone after that. It
Leave you
always seems
alone.
to work. So do you change your costume design, or where does the ideas come from for your villains?
It just depends. A lot of times I have a few costume people I'll go to and say, "Hey, I'm doing this. Can you make me something?" Lady's name's Joyce Long. She does like a lot of my costumes. I'll just give her a rough idea because she can go to a thrift store and put it together pretty cheap. And I thank her for that because a lot of times to get major costumes done, you're talking thousands of dollars.
Oh, absolutely.
So she's magically able to do things like the film we just worked on, there's a scarecrow costume and she put it all together and it was fabulous. And she did it on like less than $100. And so it just depends on the character. Like some others we have spent money on just because I came across them and I thought that's damn cool. We have to have it. Etsy is a great place just to look for people that do independent, their own thing.
So is that where you draw your ideas before you write the film, or do you write your film first with just a general, killer does this, killer does that, and then go back and do costume design, or is that already articulating in your head?
They kind of work at the same time. Like when I'm writing, I'll be looking at the same time and I'll find something. I'm like, yeah, that fits perfectly. We just did a film called The Legend of the Pigman. So that kind of just fell on my lap as I was writing, came across these great disgusting pig masks, and it just all fell in. It just
Right.
depends.
So, do you always look for like you're the Devil's Hacksaw? And I'm sorry, I can't remember the other film I watched. Yours had a cool name too.
Guts on the Chainsaw.
There you go, Guts on the
Yeah.
Chainsaw. So, your titles seem to me like you really market your titles, I would say, in
Yes.
both those. Is that your plan? Is that where you get people to watch it? The Devil's Hacksaw, Guts on the Chainsaw. Because I like your titles, they're very catchy.
Absolutely. That was a trend I seen a while back. Another filmmaker from, I think he's from Ohio. He was doing a movie called Don't Fuck in the Woods or
Okay.
something like that. And it was just the title. I was going through Tubi one day. I'm like, what the hell is that? And then I started clicking. Like, if the more weirder your title is, the more clicks you're getting on it. And I proved it right with, Guts on the Chainsaw. I apologize. So that was like, the more weird you can get, the better, Sorry, I apologize.
All good. We've all been there.
So that was just a good way. You want to stand out. You know, many filmmakers are out there putting a movie out. Like you got to stand out somehow. The more weirder the title, the better.
I hate my next question because I can't, don't understand. Walked, I don't even understand what I wrote. Did your character have a big walk at some point, like down a long thing and walk for a while?
Yeah, he did a lot of
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
walking.
So you have him walking a lot. How many times did you, is this every weekend you just filmed a walk?
Can't play back.
Here, I,
Sorry about that.
no problem.
The whole film, he was just walking. That was
Yes.
the whole idea. And like he just keeps walking, walking, walking. That was kind of like the inside joke at the end. Like he just keeps walking. So he's, if we make a sequel, he'll still be walking.
Fair enough. I'm sure you will at some point. The nighttime shooting, do you, how much do you have to adjust from daytime to nighttime?
I would like to do more night shooting, but everyone cries and complains so much about it. And it's so much harder at filming that stuff because of the lighting and getting everything right and what have you. I try to justify it. I would like to do more of it, but sometimes it's just timing. What time, you know, when do you have the actors? When are they available? We just kind of justify it that way. I would like to do more, but unfortunately, it just kind of depends on people's schedules.
Well, if I come to Pennsylvania and kill me off at night, I will do
Okay,
my
that'd be
best to
great.
stay up for you. I will try to stay up for you.
I'm getting old. I'm in bed by 9, 10 o'clock.
Well,
I'm
that's what I was
like,
thinking. Can we shoot like 4 in the morning? I'd probably be a better time for me.
Yeah,
Okay,
well,
I have no story. I apologize to our
no, you're
listener. I
good.
watched this a couple of weeks ago and I screwed up the top. We forgot some things. So
That's
I
okay.
have bridge or building shot underneath. What is it? Is it a building or is it a bridge? You have a shot that you're underneath something. I could not figure
Oh,
out what it was.
that was an old industrial plant.
Aha! See, I did have good.
Yeah.
See, I was paying attention.
Yeah, there's this old rundown industrial area. There's never any signs up that we can't film there, so we go there and we film, even though it's probably the most dangerous place to be because it's all falling apart. But it looks great on film. So yeah, that
Oh,
was
it
just
does.
yeah, it's just an old building we go to and use from time to time.
The old school bus.
That was actually we were filming, and one of the actors is like, "Hey, did you still need an old school bus?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "I have one out in my field at his parents' house." And I'm like, "Okay." So one Sunday we drove out, and it was out in the middle of nowhere. There's this old school bus, but it was related to the story, like the backstory of everything is actually,
Was. It
yeah,
totally was.
and it was just coincidence more than anything. But like that whole story about the kids getting kidnapped, that really happened in California. That was a real story one time.
Oh.
I tweaked it to fit our thing, but it really happened in California. These two guys kidnapped these kids on a bus and drove them to a pit and then covered the bus. And it was the, yeah, look it up sometime. It's a crazy story.
I apologize again because I saw so long. A camp special idea? Was there a camp special somewhere?
The place where the camp in the movie, yeah, we just called it Camp Special.
Okay. So where do you think? I mean, you could have made a Jason obviously reference there of some kind if you wanted to.
Sure.
Like
But
Camp Special, there's no reason you just.
no, just Camp Special. It was kind of a joke,
Okay, how much fun did you have soaking the killer in blood?
Oh, he loves that. He loves getting soaked with blood. Even the actress Nikki Carlson, they love. They're like, "How much blood are we doing? It's not enough. More."
I also said, and so do you consider this a Christmas movie?
It could be. That was a last minute shoot where I'm like, we just needed to continue the story, and it was the season was there, so I'm like, just make it into a Christmas thing at the end. And so we thought about making a sequel, but only in Christmas time frame. So yeah, it could be a Christmas movie if you
Oh,
want
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
to. It could be,
I still got Silent Night, Deadly Night 2 as my favorite scene in a horror movie when the guy's coming out and he goes, "Garbage Day," and shoots the guy. I will give that movie full credit. It went for it and it hit me perfect. I still think that's the funniest scene I've ever seen in a movie.
That is the best, yes. That and Black Christmas. I have to watch
Yes.
that other times,
Yeah, I do reference that every year. My buddy go, "Garbage Day." I just think that's hysterical. I want to watch it with my daughter one day.
know?
Okay. I do have one question. It's actually not concerning your movie, but I'm going to ask it before we move on. Do you keep all your effects, or do you like masks and all that kind of stuff, or do you sell it? Do you give it away? What do? Or do you reuse it?
I keep a lot of it and reuse it. Some of the outfits I'll give to an actor at the end if they want. Like Adam probably has every villain actor he's ever done, and he has like a shrine in his basement for each character. But a lot of times I'll let them keep certain things. But if it's props and stuff, that stuff I keep because I'll reuse that 100 times.
Okay, your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, Black Christmas. Well, remember the Tales from the Crypt Santa episode?
No, I can't say no. I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Yeah, there's a Tales from the Crypt episode from the 80s or early 90s, when it's a Santa Claus episode. It's one of my favorites. If you ever get a chance, look it up and
Okay, I
check
will look it up hopefully
it
today if I remember. My brain will start. Favorite film of 2025?
What was it? Sui, Sisu,
I
part
have
two.
not seen it yet. The new
Yeah.
one, I have seen the first one. I haven't seen the new one. Sisu.
Sisu, that's how you say it. Yeah. They're really great films.
They are
Absolutely.
really well done for what they're 80s movies to me that I remember
Oh,
as a kid.
absolutely. That's like the new 80s now. It's great. Yeah.
Oh, I
Highly
love it.
recommend
And the really easy question, your favorite ice cream flavor?
it. I'm just a plain J Vanilla. I hate to say
There's nothing wrong with that. Before I
it.
let you go, tell me where they can find your movies.
Tubi, Amazon, and legendhunterfilms.com. They can get hard. That's where the DVD copies are.
Thank you. Go
Thank
ahead.
you, sir. I appreciate you having me on.
You
This was
beat me.
great.
I was just about to thank you for your time as always. I'll see you next year.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Okay. Bye-bye.